Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey sis, welcome back to another bonus episode of the podcast. I hope you've had a great week so far, and I hope that this podcast helps you. Today is September 22nd, 2022, and I am super excited about recording this episode, this bonus episode for you, because I want to talk about something that I feel like every believer has struggled with at one point. If you haven't struggled with it, but I wanted to talk about it from a more personal perspective, especially more recently, as I've been growing in this area, and growing as in it has taken some time, and that's prayer. So earlier this year, I know I talked to y'all about this, about just my struggles with myself going through this year spiritually and really kind of navigating different struggle seasons. And probably when I started getting back into my daily routine with God, which, by the way, I have an amazing resource I'm going to be sharing with y'all soon, but I want to keep the episode focused, so let's stay on topic. But as I was getting back into my time with God on a consistent basis, I noticed the Holy Spirit really pressing on me to pray, almost like a desire to do so. And I had asked God to really help me in my relationship with Him, just to be more open and more vulnerable. And I feel like prayer was one of those things that the Holy Spirit led me to. And so my experience with prayer over the last probably 5 years has been back and forth. It's been mostly avoiding it, thinking that it was not a necessity, out of thinking, oh, I can just read, talk to God during the day, X, Y, and Z. But having dedicated prayer time where I pray not only for myself, but other people, was something I noticed I was really becoming more clear and pressed on my heart to do. So I've had a lot of avoidance with prayer, and I'm pretty sure you can relate, because I've always, when I'm in a struggle place or I feel like I'm not as connected with God, or I've had seasons where I was really on it and I was praying, I don't necessarily wish to go back to those seasons. I just wish that my desire was present in the current day. And so I had a lot of avoidance here and there when it came to prayer, because I often felt like, well, if I pray, God won't answer me. Or if I pray and ask Him something, He won't, you know, tell me. How do I know if it's me? I don't know if it's He's talking to me. And I've really learned that really walking with God is trusting His leading, one. But two, that God does not always talk to us the same way. I've learned that God's talking, quote unquote, is very, very different for everyone. The way God talks to me is a lot. I've noticed he talks to me in my dreams. I notice he talks to me a lot in the word. I notice he answers a lot of prayers for me more physically, so that something might happen and I'm like, oh, this is you answering me. I've noticed he answers my prayer when my desires shift, or I'm starting to feel myself be more empathetic towards certain things, or people start to interact with me differently. I notice he talks to me a lot when it's not like every day. Like, I can't say it's always like it's this monumental thing that happens. And so I've been more patient over the course of the last couple of months with the way the Lord interacts with me and the way he speaks to me. Because I never want to limit God to just like hearing his voice all the time, because I know that God can speak in other ways and through other people. Mostly I've noticed the way I feel like God really impresses things on my heart is when my desires shift. I've noticed a lot of that happen more recently over the last couple of months, where I desire to be in his presence more. I desire to share things with him more. And I really have learned over the last 2 months for sure what it means to cry out to God and the Holy Spirit comfort you. So not necessarily life changing, but really more so than anything, when I'm triggered or overwhelmed, I just literally lay it out to God and cry my bawl my eyes out sometimes. And I just say, Father, you're going to give me strength through this. And it's really impactful to know, like, it's not God always saying something. It's really just his presence. And so I wanted to say that because I think we neglect prayer as an option most of the time in our walk with God because we are unaware of just its power. I recently watched, or before I get into that, the other thing that I want to address more with me more personally with prayer is learning to wrestle with God. And I mean that when I say, I think I talked about this in my attachment series, how I've been just learning how to navigate more recently me and my mom's relationship as an adult parent and an adult child. And I wrestled with God for months. I was going to him constantly saying, you know, help me understand what I feel. Why am I triggered? What is going on in my heart? Why am I frustrated? And not being like, God, I don't want this to be unforgiveness, but more so, help me to be compassionate. Help me to be understanding. And what I realized is that the Lord allowed me to constantly bring this to him to help me understand that I can bring every part of myself to him. But also I have to wrestle with him about what I'm feeling, because I never want to be out of the will of the Lord. But also my sin or the way I feel is very angry. It can be very volatile at times. And so God accepts that as my means of my sacrifice to him. And so I really learned about what it meant to wrestle with God, about what I was feeling, what I was struggling with. And even though that's like a very small example, on the reel of more examples of just things related to finances, or things related to relationships with other people, or things that I'm struggling with when it comes to self-sabotage, which has been a big thing for me more recently. And I recently told God, I was like, I don't trust myself at times. I don't feel like I'm fully committed to your plan. And I'm trying to work through that, but it's really hard because it feels like I'm having to stall. And so those are things that I've learned in communication. Those are things that I can identify from going to therapy, because I've had the time to really understand what it means to be self-aware. And those abilities to be self-aware help me to bring these things to the Lord's feet. And so this is why I encourage therapy so much, because it helps you get language to where now you're more equipped to be able to kind of say even more. It doesn't mean you have to go to therapy first before you start prayer. You can start where you are. So this next thing I want to kind of talk through with this is really more so learning about prayer. So I'm going to put in the show notes this. I mean, when I say this was phenomenal, this phenomenal Cindy Trim series. Now, Cindy be going there, okay? Like, Cindy is a veteran in these streets, okay? And she, like, older. And I'm like, girl, I'm 32, okay, girl? And so I took what she said, because she was really kind of talking about you need to be praying for, you know, your country and like countries and all of this. And I said, I just want to start where I am, but I want to understand prayer more so than like feel shame if I don't do what everyone else is doing. I wanted to understand why prayer was such a value piece in the eyes of God. So not only studying in the Bible, but learning about prayer. And I don't necessarily mean like you have to go invest a bunch of money into something, but more so like listen to sermons, hear people talk about the areas you're struggling with, because you can get more knowledge and understanding on why this is so important. And so watching that series, it made me understand why this is such a powerful tool. And more importantly, what I got from it was prayer is literally active humility. When we are actively humble before God, it is almost like his heart shifts immediately. And not to be manipulative or anything like that, but just like it is the genuine surrenderance, I believe. And so learning about prayer helped equip me more. Second thing is start where you are. If you're struggling to feel like you can hear God, I think you need to say that to him. I struggle to hear you. I don't know if it's me or if somebody else. Show me my way, Holy Spirit, to know what it means to hear you. And ask God to give you patience, because it took me some months. I remember when I was just being more consistent with God, I was struggling in my time because he wouldn't say anything, but I still showed up. And so let it be a starting place where you are. Just talk. Just talking. It is your form of communication. And then again, prayer is communication. Prayer is simply you sharing. Prayer is simply you opening up. And I've learned that I can say something quickly to God and lay it down. And even if I have to revisit again and lay it down, it's my, I believe, surrenderance and constant desire to know that he is the one I'm coming to that I believe really moves me to a deeper desire to pray. And then lastly, crying out to God is what it looks like, crying out to him. And simply being at that place where if you're feeling frustrated and overwhelmed, really, you know, being very transparent. I ask God questions about why things are happening. I ask God questions about releasing things from heaven. I ask him, I literally say, release this to me. Release the ideas you have for me. And that's a very bold prayer, but I am asking him that because I'm like, I don't want anything held up because of my lack of asking and being comfortable with asking and crying out to you in that area. And so I've learned that my seasons with God are also going to happen. So where I might be great in a season with God here, he blows my mind again and I learn a new level of who he is. And I don't think in one season you're going to get the fullness of who God is until you just kind of experience him over time and build your relationship. So that's a little bit what I've learned about in this season about prayer. I just quickly wanted to share that with you. I wanted to add that in the show notes because the series that Cindy did on prayer just helped me understand why prayer was such a necessary desire. Not even more so thing to do, but just a desire. Because when you desire it, you end up doing it. And I've noticed my prayer life has shifted a lot. And I'm just way more humble before God, but I'm so vulnerable, like super, super vulnerable, as if he was my friend. And that's the way I look at this relationship and how I want to treat it. So that's all for this bonus episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next week, sis.